Hello and welcome to the next episode of Powerful Devs. I am Greg Herlman and I'm here today with Scott Duro, who is going to be talking to us today about adding drag and drop functionality to Canvas-based Power Apps with the Power Apps Component Framework. Scott is a solution architect and Microsoft MVP for business applications. Scott, how are you doing today?
Hey, Greg. Very good. Thank you. Great to see you. We've kind of known each other for so long, you know, kind of on forums and things, and you being, you know, involved with PCF. It's great to see you face to face.
Absolutely. You too. And so, Scott, what is it that brings you here today? What role are you in right now? And what have you got for us?
Yeah, so I'm a solution architect today, but I've had that great privilege to work with the Power Platform right from its inception, right from back in the days, CRM 1.0, and Power Platform was a mere sparkle in various people's eyes. And so I've seen it grow up over the years. And the thing that really drew me to CRM and Microsoft CRM right back then was the fact that it was empowering people to create really great solutions without actually writing any code, which was a real contradiction because I'm a developer through and through. I always have been. I've been involved with, you know, coding through loads of different platforms. Mm-hmm. But I always saw the benefit in that fusion dev type environment that we are seeing. It's been so important to today's solution development.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you mentioned the fusion dev teams, app makers, low coders working with pro coders to work together has definitely been kind of that sweet spot in getting things done quickly and powerfully, really. And yeah, Scott, it's, as you mentioned, it's great to see you. We've been working together for a while, and definitely that Power Apps Component Framework has been kind of that UI layer, that visualization, the thing that users are seeing and using that people think about when they start thinking about customizations. I don't want to say most, but an awful lot of the time. And there's a lot you can do. But today you're looking at drag and drop. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, exactly. As you say, you can do a lot with the Canvas apps and model-driven apps. You can get a long way with just using the functionality that's given to you out of the box, so to speak. And in model-driven apps, the way to extend that in the past had always been putting something called web resources, so HTML web resources, and you can put them on forms, and very much you're sort of left to your own devices. You had to do everything right from the ground up. It was mm-hmm. just an iframe. And so that resulted in quite a difficult experience for makers. They weren't called makers back then, but people who were configuring the forms. And a big focus point for myself recently has been about in that fusion development that you've just been talking about, where we are working together, being able to enable makers to be able to build beautiful apps and fully functional apps in a way which doesn't require, as soon as we get down to coding something, it's almost like the coding has hijacked the whole project and it becomes mm-hmm. all about coding. So I've been really thinking about how do we organize our teams so that we can, as pro coders, we can facilitate the low coders and the no coders in a component architecture. And, you know, component-based architectures is something that's been around for eons, right? But it now with PCF, it really does give us that ability to create something that does just slot into in exactly the same way as the rest of the out-of-the-box functionality, so that the maker, as far as they're concerned, they are just using some functionality that's part of App Studio, you know, or the Canvas app or the Maker Studio. And so that's really my focus point here. And where I got to with drag and drop was that there's often that point in every maker's experience where they find that they get a long way very quickly. So they, you know, it doesn't matter how you develop your apps, whether or not you go ahead and you kind of mock it up on a whiteboard, or you use PowerPoint, or you draw sketches, or if you just start, you know, putting some things on a form and just grows organically like that. It doesn't matter. There's always that point where, and it's often referred to as a cliff, where you think, how am I going to do that? And with drag and drop, it's one of those things that a lot of the time you see these hacks, if you like, that maybe using slider controls, or whenever you get to that point where you're starting to use functionality where it wasn't really designed to be used in that way, I think that's where I kind of use that as a testing point. It's like, okay, as soon as you move into pro code, there is an inherent increased cost of total cost of ownership. But equally, on the other side of that coin, if you're starting to use functionality in a way that it wasn't really designed for, then equally there can be a much increased total cost of ownership. So that's one of my indicators. And drag and drop has been a classic case of that, is that rather than there being these adaptations of sliders and things, actually it does lend itself to be a very good example of, let's create a component here that we can give to makers and provide just enough configurability of that component to enable them to get what they need done.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that it just extends the platform, which is what I really love about PCF.
Yeah, it's actually been fantastic. As you mentioned, you know, some of the stuff that we do with PCF that maybe you could do with the out-of-the-box maker stuff that Power Apps gives you. But as you also mentioned, goodness help the next guy or the next woman who has to come along and pick up all the crazy code you had to write to turn a slider into a drag and drop control. And sometimes building that extra Lego piece in the form of a PCF control and giving it to somebody, here's some extra functionality, really kind of completes that story. So Scott, why don't you show me what you've got today, and we can take a look at your demo.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we switch over to my screen, I've got a kind of a very simple app here. And this is actually, I built as a kind of a proof of concept. And I had recently moved to Canada, so I was making up some silly questions about Canada. And the driver was that someone asked me, it's like, well, we're doing this kind of HR quiz. And you may have taken these things, right? Data protection, health and safety. There's always some kind of question where you have to drag and drop things between true and false boxes, or you have to group them by certain statements. And they were creating a Canvas app for that purposes, for an HR compliance thing. And they came up against this barrier. So you can see what we can do here is we can drag the things from the top over into the various different areas. And the great thing about this does work really nicely on a mobile phone as well, because it's just using the drag touch responses of the browser.
And I really like the way that pops big when you drag it across too. It helps that kind of UI affordance for the user and understand they got it right.
Yeah, absolutely. It does kind of give a degree of sort of feedback, tactile feedback. And so that was the proof of concept. And then it was like, okay, well, what do I need to do here to build something that's going to be usable by makers without making it too constrictive, in the sense of, okay, well, I could make a decision to say, look, I mean, if I take all of these out of the false here, you can see here that there's like a little statement here that says drop statements that are false here. Now, I could have built that into the component itself. Whereas this is the thinking that I'm really concentrating on the moment, is that actually that doesn't really fit with the ethos of Canvas apps, because the ethos of Canvas apps is that you should be able to do things as far as humanly possible, pixel perfect. And so what I've done is I've made that just simply a label in the Canvas app that responds to the number of rows in that particular collection that you're dragging into. And so then it comes down to saying, well, what functionality do you need to do to make configurable? And so, like, okay, the color of the background, I had to make that configurable on the component, because that's not something that you can do in Canvas apps. You can't create a PCF component that then has sort of child components that are styled outside of your component. As soon that's as correct, you're in a component, you know, you've got a boundary there, and you have to, so it's all about then how much level of configurability do I need to provide in my component. And getting that right is obviously a little bit of a trick, because it's a balance, right? You know, there is the anti-pattern, the inner platform effect, that, you know, I could go right down to the level of being able to create like icons and all sorts of stuff, like, you know, internally within my PCF control and all these different configuration options. So it's about deciding on, well, what do I really need to do in order to make it reusable, truly reusable in the context that I'm using? So, and that's probably where the story comes with the sort of the going, giving it to the makers as a component, getting feedback from the makers, coming back and saying, right, well, okay, we'll add this additional feature. And that's what kind of creates that sort of incremental approach.
And that's a great approach to give people as much functionality as they can while leaving it as flexible as you can, for sure. So what kind of code did you actually have to write to make this happen?
Well, it's a combination of canvas expressions, and under the covers, it's using a component, a JavaScript framework called Dragula, which is the reason I picked this is that it's very simple. It does drag and drop very well, touch friendly, all those kind of things, but doesn't add all of the kind of the additional baggage. It's just a very straightforward component. And so you can see once you've added it into Studio, it then appears as a code component. And this is, again, you know, this is the great thing about PCF is that it starts to appear alongside all the other things that a maker would be using. And when you drag it on, what you then get is you get the option to configure, well, what are you going to bind it to? And so if you can see here, I've got a reset button here, which is just for demonstration purposes. And I'm just creating two collections.
Okay.
So call items and call items two, imagine to be named. And then so on the left hand side, we've got a drag drop component, which is bound to call items. And on the right hand side, we've got bound to call items too. And then we can define in the fields which properties of each of the items do we want to show.
Oh, fantastic.
So the component does allow us to add multiple pieces of information if I wanted to. So in this case, I'm just showing items that I'm going to be cleaning as I've done it, I drag it over to the done. But equally, I could say, well, it's a laptop, and I could put the model of it or something by adding an additional role. So that's something I did provide some of the functionality to configure. And then equally, if you go over into advanced, we've got a lot of other functionality here around. If we go down to the bottom, around things like the color. And the font size. So item font size, item color, item background color, all those kind of things.
Design properties that the makers like to fiddle with.
Yes, exactly. And that's really where you can sort of bring those up and as you require. So it's about finding that balance of what to provide initially and then further going in and adding more functionality. But then the rest of the actual drag and drop really comes down to these zones, the concept of zones. So each zone you give a name, and then you have to nominate one zone as the master zone. And so this left hand side is the master zone, it's master zone is true, and then the right hand side is master zone false. And what we do is we say that what that master zone is doing is that gives us an on change action. So if we select the on change for this left hand side, it's responding to an on change event that the PCF gives us to say, okay, it gives us a number of different properties. Okay, well, what's the ID of the item that's being dropped? Where is it being dropped from? So the dropped source and the dropped ID, and there's also another property, which is the dropped target. So using this on change event, that I can actually start to make changes to the collections. And then, of course, as soon as I make a change to the collection, the components then will re-render and, you know, they will display the items that are in there. So the actual changing of the collection items, again, is left up to Maker, because what we don't want to do is get into a situation where we move something from one item from one zone to another zone, and it looks like the item's moved, but the actual data that component is bound to hasn't been updated. And I think that's another really key important concept of the ethos of creating these PCF components is to make sure that it has a data binding ethos rather than things kind of working internally. What we're doing is we're raising an event, and then it's up to the maker to respond to that event, make any changes. And then when I make a change to the items by adding and removing, those PCF components then will re-render with the items that have been moved.
That's fantastic, Scott. I really like how you've left so much up to the maker of the app itself. You're just like, here is some functionality. Now go do something with it, and not prescribing anything, which is amazing. Like, you're not painting anybody into any corners. And that's like my favorite kind of thing for sure. we're running a little short on time. But if you want to, is this code something that folks can find out on the internets?
Yes, on the internet it is. It is in GitHub, and I think that if you look at the code, it should kind of be very straightforward. And the reason I didn't want to kind of go down too much into the dig into the code is that if you look at it, it's from, for example, from the update view property function, which is really where all of the magic happens with BCF components.
Sure.
You can see things happening. The only thing I would say is that with Canvas apps, the little bit of a gotcha with your PCF components is that you do have to detect when things are changing. The context in a model-driven app will give us the list of all the different properties that are changing, whereas in a Canvas app, it doesn't give us that same level. So what I've got, this is the only little bit of complexity in the code, is that I've got a property bag state manager and a dataset state manager that kind of, you give it the old values and then you give it the new and it will tell you what has changed. So yeah, it's all in GitHub, so you can go ahead and check it out in my Power Apps PCF Samples repo. And it's under Canvas D&D, drag and drop, not Dungeons and Dragons. And if you wanted to, you could build it. And I haven't supplied the managed solution at this stage because,
That's fair.
again, this is one of these things is that actually, if you're going to start to enter into reusing these components in your own apps, then there is a certain degree of ownership that you're going to have to take of this code because, for example, if someone, a maker, asks you to make some changes to it or something like that, you're going to have to take a degree of ownership. But if I get enough people telling me, asking me, then maybe I'll create the managed solution and people can just reuse it that way.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Definitely, no support. It is a sample. Here's some code. Good luck.
Yes.
That works.
When
That's
you
great.
say it like that, when you say it like that, that makes me feel
Yeah,
bad.
I mean, no, not, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's definitely here's a start, right? This is here's something, here's some functionality. Maybe you add to it, maybe you change it a little bit, or maybe it's good for you. But definitely, we should always encourage somebody who's downloading code from GitHub, even from Scott. Make sure you've reviewed that code, you understand it before you're now forced to support it in production.
Yes, exactly. And that's a PCF gallery is fantastic as a showcase for a lot of stuff. But some of those components, again, it's exactly the same caveats as you just said. You do need to kind of, there are terms and conditions apply, your
Yeah,
house may be at
absolutely,
risk if you
absolutely.
don't keep up repayments.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for joining us today. I'll make sure that we get links to the things you showed us in your repository in the show notes below. And thank everybody else out there for joining us for Prowful Devs. I will see you next time.
Thanks for having me.